Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York with some unfortunate news. Big ticket items may cost you more when you shop for them online soon. That's thanks to a new Supreme Court ruling on state sales tax, what that means for your sneaky online shopping habits. But first, these tech headlines. A British court granted Uber a probationary license to operate in London, a victory for the ride-hailing company as it attempts to resolve allegations of corporate misbehavior. This is, of course, ahead of its planned initial public offering next year. A judge gave Uber a 15-month private hire license to operate in the British capital. This was after the company spent much of a two-day hearing promising that its corporate culture has changed. AT&T's advertising chief speaks. Brian Lesser says the company's acquisition of AppNexus was all part of its master plan, one to build a first-of-its-kind marketplace for TV and digital video ads, and to put up a fight against Google and Facebook. The Wall Street Journal reported last week that AT&T was expected to pay around $1.6 billion for the deal. While you were looking the other way, computerized trading rolled into commodities. For the first time, automated trading in energy-related contracts made for more than half of futures volume from late 2014 to late 2016. Many commodity funds are turning to a hybrid approach, mixing fundamental bets and quantitative trading as they look for new advantages. And Intel's recent manufacturing troubles has rival chip makers pulling ahead. Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company is expected to ship new chips this year, the first time in Intel's five-decade history that another manufacturer has beaten it to a broader market. The journal notes that this is all the while Intel contends with other rivals like Advanced Micro Devices and Qualcomm. Coming up, it's a new online shopping world thanks to the latest Supreme Court ruling on sales tax. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
Smart shoppers who buy big-ticket items online to avoid sales taxes? It looks like their savvy shopping days are winding down now that the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling will let states collect sales tax from all online purchases. Here with what that means for your online purchases is The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens, on the road, actually, calling in. Thanks for calling in, Laura.
Thank you.
So the Supreme Court ruling means what for folks who generally buy these big ticket items online? What changes now?
So in the past, there were chances that you might be able to avoid sales tax either by buying from a merchant who is out of state, and that could involve third-party sellers on Amazon, or even kind of smaller merchants that don't have a big physical presence, and that's what's changed.
So there's a lot of concerned shoppers right now with this news. If there's a temporary consolation for them, though, is that this isn't necessarily going to happen just yet, so shop it up now for a little while longer at least.
Yeah, starting in South Dakota, that was the ruling that the Supreme Court made, was that the South Dakota sales tax law can take effect. But other states are going to be scrambling to figure out what they want to do. There are a few states that already have legislation ready to go. Others don't yet. So it could even be 2019 or even further into the future before we see major changes for some states.
Yeah, it was interesting to learn how much it varies from state to state. These sales taxes can really stack up for retailers, and different states have very different taxes sometimes.
Right. There's five states that don't even have any sales tax. So that's always interesting for those people who live there. They've never had to deal with this. But for those of us that live in states with sales taxes, there are definitely a lot of different factors that go into it. Some state sales taxes are lower, and different sales taxes by state, by locality. So it really depends based on where you're located, but frequently it ends up being around 10% of the purchase price. And that's something that some shoppers were pretty savvy about trying to avoid.
So when you look at a company like Amazon, how does it impact them with so many independent merchants and companies like that?
Right. There's more than 50% of units sold on the site now that are by third-party sellers or these independent merchants that have smaller shops. Those are some of the people most affected. I talked to, for example, a seller in Chicago who is now going to have to collect sales tax in a lot of different states that she previously didn't have to collect in. And that's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out, because the other interesting thing about South Dakota's law is that it has an exception for small businesses. So if there's 100 or more transactions or $100,000 worth of business or more, that's when it actually triggers the new law. And below that, there's an exemption. And that's something the Supreme Court did say was a good thing, and something that's likely to be copied by other states.
Do retailers worry about how this could change shopping habits?
Amazon already charges sales tax on all of its direct sales in 45 states. So that's a good metric, right, to look at how it hasn't really changed online shopping too much, because obviously a lot of shoppers are still shopping on Amazon. It may affect some smaller retailers that perhaps shoppers were going to avoid sales tax, but it kind of depends on how consumers actually perceive this. A lot of the people I talked to said it's kind of a nice to have, but not necessarily something they look at on a daily basis. They estimate about a quarter of their purchases might be sales tax free. So it just depends a little bit on how consumers actually perceive this difference.
So if shoppers, you know, short of moving to those few places where there is no sales tax, there's not much else they can do at this point, I guess, right?
Right. And actually, the interesting thing is shoppers should have been paying the sales tax the whole time, actually, because most sales tax laws involve having the consumer do it.
Interesting. Laura Stevens has to catch a train, so we are going to let her go. Laura, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
For more on the story, head to WSJ.com. Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.